T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Tom needs someone to throw to, so you know he calls Mr. Reliable Robert.
The Patriots.
You know what? I talk to people. People tell me things.
I'm smart.
He's coming back late in the year if the Patriots are a good team.
You know what I mean? It's Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, everybody else.
P-A-T-S, Pats, Pats, Pats.
It's my house! I own it! You're smoking crack!
I don't do drugs. Just weed.
What do you need in the second half?
Consistency. That's what we've been looking for from the get-go.
You think I second guess? I first guess all the time.
You know, the commissioners even come out and said so. That the drag is just different.
Our scientists that have been now studying the baseball more regularly.
What I'm saying is the planet's on fire.
This year, the ball has a little less drag.
You can't cry about it. You got to go out there and pitch.
I would not have imagined that being the case.
Right now.
You're killing me. I can't even hit the post on Beck, for God's sake.
Let me guess. That was Fish.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Back here at OMF, we're doing it live down here at Pine Hills in Plymouth, Massachusetts. Our Jimmy Fund golf tournament, all to raise money for a great cause. The Jimmy Fund will have the radio telephone coming up in the next month. Lou is off today, but Nick Stevens has been nice enough to drop by again. Fitzy, as you know, you're doing a Mars show too, right?
Yes. So this officially makes this
hold
week.
Hold on. You need another beer?
Okay. Thanks.
You're good. Okay. Just want to make sure you're taking care
of it. So, Glenn, this week, if Lou is off and it's OMF, that means it's Ordway, Forey, and Fitzy. So this week is off.
Yes.
So it's about
very
to
good.
Go off.
Yes. Very good.
So can we be off?
Very good.
Yes. We're off. But we're off.
Are you just funny when you're sober?
Oh, God.
Okay, listen. So you realize that.
Have a nice drive back to Scituate, you son of a bitch.
So, you know, who was it that talked about scientists examining the baseball? Who was it that said that? Was that Verlander? Or that was Manfred? Okay. We have a problem here.
Worst commissioner in sports.
What the hell are we doing? This is not a meteor that landed that needs to be dissected by Major League Baseball scientists. It's a baseball. You own the company that manufactures a baseball. Why do you need scientists looking at the baseball to try and figure? Okay, listen, here's the yarn. Just roll it up.
He's lying.
Keep rolling it up.
You're lying.
Why would you bring it?
Our scientists that have been now studying the baseball more regularly.
What are we doing?
They own the company.
Christian, I see last night as I tune in, just haphazardly thinking like, this will be fodder. This will be fun for the sports fan. Like, let me watch like 15, 20 minutes. I won't hear back, but I'll still watch because I'm told as a baseball fan, there's nothing else on. It'll be fun, even though I can watch Stranger Things Season 3, which, by the way, is way more entertaining. And I tune in, and then I see 3,621 home runs hit in the first half of the Major League Baseball season. The most ever. And then Rob Manfred has the cojones, the stones, the juice baseballs to say, oh, we think there might be something different about the baseball. Guy, I'm sorry if people are not as interested in your game as they used to be, but don't pretend to tell me that you're not doing something. I'd rather you just say, you know what? We gave huge vials of drugs to Sosa and McGuire and made the All-Star game interesting again.
That's
lame.
That's all they're doing.
Our scientists that have been now studying the baseball more regularly.
The players were juiced in the 1990s, and they're juicing the baseball now because they can't go back and
because they can't. They can't have.
I tried to convince them.
They can't have the St. Louis Post-Dispatch find andro testosterone or whatever it was.
Why
in
can't
Mark
it be
McGuire's locker, Glenn?
Why can't it be as simple as JD Martinez talked about the other day? How they have a different approach. Maybe the velocity and the location isn't. There's too much velocity, not enough location, and they're studying the pitchers better. They have a better idea what is coming, and there's also a ton of strikeouts. So for all the home runs, there's just an equal amount of strikeouts. So what does that mean?
You can juice the ball all you want. If you don't make contact with the ball, you're going to strike
out. I feel like that is a cop out.
No,
this makes no sense. There's a thousand people who are involved in the manufacturing of a baseball.
Christian, I'm going to give you.
How would they change it?
You're the only one that's not.
There's a scientist.
Everybody's saying.
We're going to put it on a table, put some electrodes to it.
For you, improvise to either or. It's as simple as this. Would you rather have pylon cameras or strikeout cameras? Do you want to see like a laser focused strike zone?
Strikeout strike zone.
Strike
really?
Yeah, I would. Wow. Yeah, I hate the fact that some fat, overweight dude is with probably bad eyesight is dictating whether or not it's a strike or not, and it's all like subjective half the time.
How the fuck is that not a strike?
I know. I want Glenn, a manufactured strike Glenn, zone. Sorry,
Glenn,
I surprised you.
I had so much fun the show yesterday. I went to bed last night. And the last thing I thought about before I fell asleep was
Christian.
No, yeah, exactly. God, what great forearms.
Those calves and forearms. Those can't calves tell and the forearms. Difference.
No. But the
You're taking this too seriously. But,
like, I read this stuff and I thought, remember when like Armando Galarraga got robbed? He had a perfect game. Thank you, Doug. I appreciate you, Doug. Bacon. Remember, Armando Galarraga got robbed.
Yes.
He had the out at first base, but there was no laser-focused MLB instant replay. And there was no run back, and so therefore, guess what? You pitched a perfect game minus one out.
Correct.
And if there was instant replay, that guy would have had a perfect
and
game.
And he admitted later that he was wrong.
That sucks.
Hold on. They're going to do that, I think. The commissioners come out now.
Are we
going to
have retroactive replay?
No.
They're not doing anything. Here's the thing with the baseball. I get it. But
you don't
how,
the ball
easy,
Thank
how
you, Doug.
Easy would it be
Appreciate
to
you.
Figure out if the Begging. Ball has actually changed or not?
They're not going to admit
All
it
these,
to
I,
you.
No, but hold on. But how easy would it be
but
for some
not?
Independent
– They have.
Like a Wells report.
Independently,
the
they
baseball's
have.
Baseball's version of a Wells report with juice baseballs.
They have.
Grab a ball from every year. There's a ton of them. Guys are handing them out. Slice them in the middle. Dissect them. Have a bunch of scientists figure it out.
Are we
and
playing?
It's so easy.
Wait, Fourier, are we playing Fruit Ninja with the baseball?
Yes. Slice it in the middle. Times two, geez, but pineapple.
They've done that. If they say it's wound tighter,
look,
it's different.
Guys,
I know, but don't
guys,
hold on.
Look
stop.
At how
don't
much...
you think it would be easy to find out?
Why are you yelling?
You how don't. Do you not feel like it would be easy to find
the
out?
Wells report.
Would it not be easy to find
how
out?
How much effort are we spending into thinking about ways we can get 7 or 8% more viewership into baseball? This is absurd.
And if that's what you want to do, isn't this a stupid way of going about it?
Yes, it
home
is.
Home runs don't. It doesn't mean people are watching more.
It is.
It doesn't Nick, change
Nick,
anything.
Nick, they even screwed it up last night. I thought it was a pretty good job last night of the home run derby, mainly because
Vladimir
Guerrero
great.
Was
yeah,
great,
yeah.
And you know. And it was good other than the fact that he had 91 home runs and the guy that won it had 60. But that's beside the point. It was too long again.
Right.
It's too long. It goes 3.5 hours. They're doing overtime, extending tiebreakers.
Right.
And everybody thinks that because you've got these tiebreakers, people are in their edge of your sleep.
Oh, my
See,
gosh.
Well, they are for the first 2 hours, but when we're an hour
for
three.
For the first 45 minutes, do they not know the millennial time span?
Do
they not
it.
Know the attention span?
Can't do it. I love the game. And
Give
I,
me an hour.
I'm so,
Give me an hour.
I'm so disappointed because I think the game is fading, and it's not going to fade entirely away. It's just going to drop down the pecking order
It's going to be
sports.
Soccer.
Okay.
Right. Well, it'll be bigger than soccer.
Now, Christian Glenn, I know Christian. I mentioned this yesterday. I know you love college football, as do I. But we don't see a lot of it up here in the Northeast, and we definitely don't have a fruitful college football tailgate
games.
Scene. But when they do the college football playoffs, especially the championship, they have that awesome little split screen, and you can go between ESPN's different screens. They need to institute that for more events like the Home Run Derby or other events that are flagging because it gives the viewer options. And when the viewer has options, the viewer thinks they're involved.
Yeah, but it's
That's
still,
the
it's
most
still,
important part.
Mic the guys
Get
up.
The 21st century viewer involved.
Mic the guys up and have
yes,
a Spanish,
exactly.
Spanish interpreter.
Give me a different give me the Mike Trout channel. Give me the Vlad Guerrero channel. Give me the Chapman channel.
Who was the woman last night that was doing
Turn it into a reality
she
show.
She was doing the interpret. She was interpreting.
Your life is a reality
the,
channel.
the Spanish guys last night, and she was terrific because she had both English and Spanish, and it was zipping
like,
back
well,
and forth.
Like,
when you give a great message to our Spanish-speaking listeners.
Usually those things are really boring because they're so long because they've got to give you the English, then they've got to give you the Spanish,
right.
And then they go back and forth. And she just wove in both the English and Spanish, and it was really good. But I feel bad because I don't think baseball is going to get that revival that they want. I don't think it's coming back.
No.
And young
Let
people young people are totally
Carolina
bored with it.
Or-
they can't stand the game. They just don't enjoy it. It's too slow. And you're going to probably have to do it. In the NBA, we were talking about it earlier, Fitzy. The NBA is already talking about shortening their season, maybe doing a tournament in the middle of the season. Seems a little funky to me, a little overreactionary, but they're looking at least at the research and saying, we've got some problems with
right.
attention span
right.
of our consumers. Why doesn't Major League Baseball suddenly say, let's go to a seven-inning game. Let's do two seasons 81 games, have a winner at the halfway mark. If you win in the halfway mark, you guarantee that you're in the postseason playoffs. Do something. Change it dramatically.
Don't make it a 7-inning game. Just do 144. I think.
Do what?
Do 144 as opposed to 162.
Oh, 144.
Just cut 18 games out of this.
I don't know what he's talking
remember
about.
Remember when the NBA had like that little shortened schedule? I think it was back me up. 2013, yes. And we all were so in on when the playoffs happened. Oh, it was so exciting. The NBA should be 60 games. MLB should be 120, maybe 140.
There's only
tops.
One problem.
Yeah.
The one problem. The players
are not getting
the
money anymore.
They got to give the money back.
Yeah.
So you got to sit there and say, if we're going to play 20% fewer games, you've got to give 20% of your money back.
Fine.
It's a revenue.
What they'd rather do is just sit
out.
They'd rather just sit out.
That's what the players do. The NBA players now. I mean, we were talking about earlier, Kawhi Leonard, there's 82 games on the schedule. He played 60 last year. He wasn't really hurt. It was a rehab night where he's taking a night off, and he did it mostly against bad teams.
Christian, is there any way that they could possibly coordinate things where like you could cascade from like the NFL had like I love October, it's the perfect season because you get like the start of the NFL like the NFL is cascading in and then you get MLB playoffs.
The leaves are turning color.
It's perfect.
Halloween.
It's perfect.
I love Halloween. Costume.
It's perfect.
You can dress up as your favorite Patriot for Halloween.
It's probably the best month on the calendar. But, like, is there any way that you could just, like, do you think there's any way any of the leagues would be willing to cut short their game schedule just so they know that it's more popular, it's more league-friendly, and it's more fan-friendly?
Well, I would think that we'll never do that.
They're expanding.
They don't have to.
They're going to 18.
No, it's not.
No,
they're
but
good.
I would say
a weird thing, Glenn. The NFL is actually good right now.
The problem is that these baseball in general, they're just too much. They're too stubborn. They're too stuck in their ways. Until you get a younger, I guess, a proactive commissioner who actually grew up with the baseball sucking and has all these different ideas for fixing it,
and
isn't going to be influenced or bullied by the players. Hey, I want a pitch clock. Okay, no, I don't want a pitch clock. Oh, David Price doesn't like it. David Price says no. Verlander doesn't like it. Scherzer doesn't like it. Are you kidding me?
Who works for who?
I
thought the most revealing part of the issues that Major League Baseball has is that David Ortiz was one of those guys that hated the fact that he couldn't step out of the batter's box. He wanted plenty of time in between pitches.
And now he wants
when they tried to change it. Suddenly, he retires from the game. He becomes a fan who's sitting in the stands watching the game. And what does he do? He starts lecturing everybody and telling them the game's too long. The game's too slow. Okay, well, the players can't see what the consumer sees other than look at the stands and see how few people are showing up in those stands. Watch a Red Sox game at Fenway Park. You know, in the old days, seventh inning, eighth inning, ninth inning, it would be packed and nobody would leave. Now they're gone by the seventh inning.
They still have it better than 99% of the teams.
No, they're one of the better franchises. St. Louis?
I'm not sure.
Boston? Oh, yeah, they are.
Boston support?
And St. Louis, they
fan
are.
Fan support?
Yes.
The Boston Red Sox, as far as
it's not like it
top
used to
five,
be.
Easy. I'd say top three.
Yeah.
I mean, it's most people.
Top five, sure.
As far as fan support, who's got better fan support than the Red Sox?
St. Louis and Boston, I think they're right up on top of the list.
Boston.
Yeah. Okay, Boston.
New York.
Fine.
New York. Chicago.
Which one?
Atlanta. They have a beautiful new stadium. Definitely not Florida.
Who has a new stadium?
About Tampa.
Dodgers.
Who has a new stadium?
No, it's not the same as Dodgers.
Atlanta.
Oh, I thought he said Cubs had a new stadium.
Glenn.
I missed something.
Glenn, they opened up a beautiful new stadium.
Every three years they open
up a new stadium. You get a new stadium. You get a new stadium.
Hey,
don't punt off your game show bet on me.
They have that awesome new stadium in Atlanta.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of stadiums.
Atlanta, yeah.
Yeah, no.
No, but
there
are. But
Detroit and Atlanta build like new stadiums.
Atlanta does.
Arenas like every other year.
But I'm a fan. Okay, so why am I going to go first? Yes,
and then a critic second.
So why am I going to go to a game right now? I'm not going to go to
game?
A game.
It's filler.
Did you like baseball when you were growing up?
Of course.
Okay.
Glenn, so did I ever tell you the story?
I did not get to go to school
after the Red Sox lost to the Mets in 1986.
Oh, that was tragic.
My mom wrote me a Juan Epstein's absentee note and said,
"Really."
Please don't let Fitzy go to school. He's too sad. The Mets beat the Red Sox.
Wow.
Yeah.
Broken heart?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? the best part was my middle school teacher at Braintree East Middle School said, looked at it and went, yeah, that makes sense. You're fine.
I get it.
Totally. Totally.
I'm sad too.
But this is the life we lead. How do you know?
This makes complete sense. That feeling, connection to the team that you had doesn't exist. You have kids,
no,
right?
No, but it doesn't anymore.
It doesn't exist.
Bummer.
So I think the answer is, it is what it is.
It's
not going to change. You can bitch. Every year we'll have the same conversation. Yeah. When we're at your wake, you know, in like another 5 years, we'll talk about this.
Really?
Oh, did I say five?
That got weird so fast.
Remember that conversation we were having about baseball? It still hasn't changed.
You know what? Ordway meant well. We all loved it. The Big O.
Poured out for God the dead homies.
But Fordway, but Fourier screwed him just like Vrabel screwed him.
But see, he won't let that go.
It's let it.
It's
let
an
it,
easy grab.
No, I like it. I like it. I
need him.
I like it. It's good. I use it myself.
Oh, yeah.
That?
Oh, let's all slap hands.
High five. Yeah, high
slap
five.
So, but that's the problem I have with the baseball fanatics sit there and say there's nothing wrong with the game. How can you
they're
say
delusional.
That? They are.
No, they're conditioned to fight back. It's like politics. I almost feel like it's a lot like Democrats, Republicans, how they go back and forth. And even though the truth is right in front of their face, they deny it or explain it away. It's the same with baseball. It doesn't matter. If you're a fanatic, if you're an older baseball fan, you can't preach to them at all. Hey, listen, if you don't like it, don't watch it.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I have a lot of Boston specifically. I have a lot of people that I know, like younger in their 20s, that want to go to the games, but they don't want to go because they don't want. It's not because they want to support the team.
Right.
They're going for a night out.
Yeah.
They're going drinking, they're going to go carry on, but they probably couldn't tell you who half the players are.
See, and I do think he's right. I do think Boston fans are more engaged than most across the country. I'm not sure they're really engaged this summer. But you and I pointed this out. We were sitting at the World Series, and we were sitting down the third baseline, good seats, box seats.
Oh,
and,
for and early the, in the, wow. this season, right?
No. In the World Series last year.
Welcome back to
out
Glenn
in Los Angeles.
Brag.
And I couldn't get over the fact that these L.A. fans, in a World Series game, it's like a normal regular season game. They weren't
sitting on
their
hands.
They're sitting on their hands.
But that's L.A., though.
That was unbelievable.
That is your typical L.A.
That was unbelievable.
I can't tell you how many text messages I got, emails from friends, Boston guys living in L.A., that leapt to their feet and just crushed SeatGeek, etc., like all the different sites to get to Game 5 when the Red Sox ultimately.
I do. It was okay. Who won the pool? Who won the pool?
Sorry. Anyway, they were all over because
hold on. It's 5:17. The over under was 5:20, and he beat it.
I win.
Beat it. Good job, Fitcher.
Sorry. That, by the way, on Entercom, that's my first drop.
Really?
Sorry about that.
Should have had more on the old show. You've still been on the air.
See what he does?
It was incredible. It was pretty incredible. The way they all just migrated to the stadium,
bro.
It was amazing.
Isn't it a rough crowd? The worst was
sitting right to our right in one of those games because we were there for three of them, right? Two of them.
Yeah.
Three of them. And there was this guy, and it was the first inning, and he was a Boston fan, and he was sort of the L.A. fan with him. The guy was obliterated. He couldn't even
passed out
in the first inning.
In the first inning.
It was like, what a waste of money.
Waste.
His friends tried to wake him up, and they said, forget it.
Friends of mine spent $600-$700, like a lot of money to get to that game, and they loved it. Because to them, like the L.A. people, that felt like a home game. Now, have you guys ever had a chance to spend the time like in the stadium for a home game?
Here?
Once or twice.
Yeah. I don't like
that. Let's see. 2004, away game when they beat St. Louis.
Yeah.
2007, Rockies. 2013, they beat them. That was home.
Right.
So a lot of people get to see
the
home game.
You don't have to do a whole
game. Hey, I got a question for you. Were you really good at history? Because I feel like the one thing I hate about history class is like,
past.
I was like, do we need to know the dates? He knows more dates. Why? That's a compliment.
What?
That is a compliment. You're like kind of like a Rain Man, like, you know.
It's $100 script.
I wanted to bring this up, and we haven't talked about it yet. And since Fitzy's here, we will talk about it. Did you guys see this interview with Ty Law? He did Adam Schefter's podcast this past week.
Michigan and Michigan.
Okay, and
two Michigan men.
Yeah. And so he brings up the point about the New England Patriots and the fact that it hurt him, and he thinks it hurts players on the Patriots in getting into the Hall of Fame. Listen to this.
You know what? I think you never – because – It was weird. You know, you look at the numbers, and of course, yes, I had the numbers, and you look at the championships, yes, but for whatever reason, and I think it's still like that, you know, today, as much winning as we're continuing to do, it's like we're looked at as a team, you know, and that's it. It's like, you know, there's no other players worthy of that, you know, at least from the media perspective. When it comes to the Patriots, you know what I mean? It's Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, everybody else.
I remember we had this conversation with Rodney Harrison probably 2 years ago, this exact same conversation, and he totally agreed with what Ty Law is saying. So the reason the Patriots are so good is because they've got the best quarterback in the history of the game. The reason the Patriots are so good is they've got the greatest coach in the history of the game, and all of the other players are totally overlooked. So when you're thinking about Hall of Fame, you're thinking about somebody that's a cornerback versus Ty Law. You're thinking other cornerbacks because they didn't have Tom Brady. They didn't have Belichick. They had to do more. He's absolutely correct. The Patriot players over the years are going to get hurt in the Hall of Fame opportunities because Belichick and Brady are the best of
all
time.
Best Shadow of all time.
It's the same as the system stuff people call.
Yeah, you're right. And so,
Tom Brady.
Six Super Bowl championships, right? Six Super Bowl trophies. So you have how out of that run, that's 20 years, how many Hall of Famers? Brady, Ty Law, who else?
Gronk will be one.
Oh, of course, Gronk. Yep. So that's three.
Ty Law.
You think Rodney Harrison will? I don't think Rodney gets in.
He was a terrific player before he got here in San Diego.
Adam Vinatieri. Okay, which is like, he's probably going to go in as a Colt.
Richard Seymour. Right.
Christian, why not Brisky?
Doesn't have the numbers.
He
doesn't have the numbers. I don't even know if he was ever an All-Pro.
No.
One Pro Bowl, maybe. Alternate. He doesn't have the numbers. Brisky didn't really become Teddy as far as that hole until 2003. And remember, in 2002, he actually hurt his knee. Didn't even finish the season. In 03 and 04, that's when you start seeing him making those plays, and he became that Colt figure.
Like when he picked off Fiedler and then, like,
used
his knees to waltz in the end zone and there was no fireworks in the Miami game. Exactly, Glenn.
Doesn't get you in the Hall of
Fame. December 2003.
Yeah.
That's when he became a legend.
Logan Mankins?
Close.
I mean, I would say his fault.
It's a hell of a guard.
I mean, he may get some late. I mean, other guys will go in. But other than that, can you name me five guys? I mean, go look at the Dallas Cowboys during their heyday, their dynasty, and then go look at the San Francisco 49ers.
Pittsburgh
Steelers, great. How many Hall of Famers
do they have?
A lot.
I mean, they have a ton. And Bill Walsh doesn't get all the credit, or Jerry Rice doesn't get knocked down because of what happened with Joe Montana.
Right.
And I would say Randy Moss doesn't count. Randy Moss wasn't here long enough. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, but what was he here, three and a half years?
Yeah, but he's not really your Hall of Famer.
He's not your guy.
Three and a quarter tops.
Yeah, right? Because last year, he completely said, screw it.
Yeah.
He said, screw it, it's not worth
it. Right out of the game, the Cincinnati game.
Yeah.
Right after they won the Cincinnati game.
So,
they beat Miami, and then they had a loss, and then they went on to the Cincinnati game, yes.
Or is it just like they don't have Hall of Famers?
Yeah, I think that Ty Law is correct.
Like
Rodney
Wes
said
Walker,
the same thing.
Wes Welker should be a Hall of Famer. He should be a Hall of Famer.
He's got production. This production.
He's got,
there.
He, as far as that position goes, treat him like a punter.
But you know what?
Like punters don't get in. Or DH. DHs don't get in.
Wes Welker's
right.
Got
it's like they really? Don't consider them. Martinez, yep. Ortiz. I feel like that slot position has it's almost morphed into almost like a DH position.
Yeah, right. You know what it well, is they, though. It's a Belichick fabricated.
Yeah,
position.
But other teams do That's, it though.
Dallas does it. I mean, a lot of teams do it.
So does Green Bay. Yes, so does Indianapolis.
And you've pointed this out many times, and you're correct. A lot of teams have used that same guy, and it's become a tight end. The Colts did it for years.
Sure, okay? Dallas Clark.
Exactly. That's what they do. They just use it as a different position. It wasn't a Belichick fabricated thing. It was a way of utilizing a guy. You're not getting the top draft pick. You're getting down low in the draft pick. You can get the undersized guy, and you can use him in that position. That's what he ended up doing. But both
it really started as a tight end.
That's
a tight end.
Right.
Holmgren really did this. They said, "Hey, listen, we're going to call this red right open."
Right.
Or what does that mean? Well, you give yourself a 4 or 5 foot split. Do I have to stand at 3 points? No. Hey, why don't you stand up?
Right.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. So there's no traffic getting off the line.
Right.
The linebacker has to move out. Naturally gives you more space. So all the options, the stick routes, the Y-stick knots, all that stuff, it was easy for you to move around.
Well, let me ask you this
question.
They
said, hey, listen, why don't we get a smaller
Well, let me ask you this question.
Their linebacker on there.
Because the Kansas City Chiefs and their personnel are getting accolades, how great they are. How much of that is Andy Reid with all that motion offense and guys moving around?
Or Patrick
and stuff
Mahomes.
Like that, exactly.
It's got to be it's got to be 90 Travis to 100%.
Kelce. So you can say that about any team.
He's a wide receiver. He's not.
Doesn't matter. It's call him whatever you want. He still lines up in that position. He's not Mark Bavaro.
No, exactly. Which is what goes back to sort of what Glenn was talking about. Which is what I think the audience is like listening to and thinking. This is what the Patriots tight ends were. They were incredible at receiving, but they were also great at blocking. Mark Bavaro. That's one of Belichick's favorite receiving tight ends. One of his favorite players of all time. These guys were great at doing dual things. Travis Kelce, he's basically a glorified wide receiver.
But again, I would say look to the high school ranks, look to the college ranks. They now call those guys flex tight ends.
Yeah, really?
So when scouts are looking at tight ends, certain systems, if you're a flex tight end and you never have your hand on the ground, they're not drafting you until after the fourth round. You know, but some systems, that's what we want.
Is that the Y tight end?
No, that would be an H.
Okay.
Okay. So why is your traditional Mark Bavaro guy?
Okay.
Right. So, but most guys, you know, you want to keep that big grouping on defense, and then you have an Aaron Hernandez and a Gronk. And I would say the Green Bay Packers with Mark Shimura and I forgot who the other guy was, played in Nebraska or something like that. It was a stud. They started using those two tight end sets and having both those guys interchanging them, flexing out and being attached.
Till they hit the hot tub.
Well, that was Chimura's fault. Yeah, stay away from high school girls.
But I think Ty Law is absolutely right. Is that because Belichick has been so freaking good, Brady's been so freaking good, that people forget the other guys. You look at the production out of Wes Welker and then Edelman in the postseason, okay? And both of those guys, based on the history of the game, you'd have to look at it and say, they're probably close to being Hall of Famers.
Give me a guy that left and actually had more success or equal success on another team after he left the Patriots. It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Once guys leave, even if they're young guys and they leave, Deion Branch never even came close, although he got hurt.
He was better when he came back.
When he came back, he was still better than when he went to Seattle.
Yeah, he was.
Guys that leave, they never even come close to reaching the same plateau.
And so I think that does hurt when you're judging individual players that played for the New England Patriots as Hall of Fame candidates. You're sitting there going, their production was boosted because of the system.
How many times have you heard shield system? To wear? I know, sis Tom.
The dumbest thing in the world.
Sis Tom Brady. I know, that's the worst.
Everybody's got a system.
And, like, there's a guy, I think we were talking about it off air yesterday, like, there's a guy that goes by, like, at Barry McCockner or whatever. I know we don't talk a lot of, like, no, that's his handle.
What's his handle? Say that again?
And it's one of the, it's one of a number of online trolls that tries to, you got me on the bleeding U.S. women's lady soccer player.
You know what,
you're not going to get me on Barry McCockner.
Sell some soap. First, we're going to break. You need a breather. Go ahead, sell some soap.
Get him another second fiddle. All right, we're going to be back. We're going to be back. We're taking a break. We'll be right back here at Pine Hills in Plymouth.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, back to OMF, where the ladies love.
love us.
Maloney and Fourier, I love to listen to them.
They're wonderful.
But when Glenn comes on, I want to shut the radio off.
Well, two out of three ain't bad on Sports Radio WEEI.
Remember that conversation we were having about baseball? It still hasn't changed.
Will you bring a second fiddle?
Yeah.
Yeah. Third fiddle.
I'm Glenn, I'll pour second fiddle all over you.
Just keep
on your f***ing ship, and I'll launch an arrow, and I'll say, you know what? Ordway meant well. We all loved it, the big O.
He'll pour it out for God the bless him.
But Fourier, screwed him just like Vrabel screwed him.
And Chris Sale dropped that little nice little hook on Manny Machado.
They were all over that
I do. It was okay. Who wanted to pull? Who wanted to pull?
Anyway, they were all over it because.
Hold on. It's 5:17. The over under was 5:20, and he beat
it. I win.
Beat it.
Wow. Well,
apparently a guy can't drop one F bomb. Or one FCC non-compliant word.
That's too bad, Nick, because Intercom was just nice enough to let you back into the company here a few weeks ago.
I've been here for 8 hours.
I do like the Fordway.
Son, I think it was the Sun.
The Fordway.
The Fordway.
That's what you've been feeling for years.
The Fordway.
But Fourier screwed him just like Vrabel screwed him. But Fordway.
Every time Lou's not here, it's Fordway in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Right. I've been saying it's OFF. It's off. It's Ordway, Fourier, and Fitzy. Come on now. But Fordway.
As long as you come every show like this.
You want to take some phone calls, Fitzy?
Sure.
Let's do it, Fitzy.
Let's go, boys.
Here's Fred. Hello, Fred.
Fred!
Hello. How are you?
Hello, Fred.
Perfect.
How are you guys?
Great, Fred. How are you today?
Pretty good. I'm an old Red Sox fan. I'll be 88 this Saturday.
Oh, God.
Love you, Fred.
What I'm calling about, I think the success of the Red Sox as far as getting in the playoffs all has to do with Chris Sales. If he doesn't turn it around, I don't think they're going to even enter the playoffs.
I think you're right, Fred.
And my other thing is I have a little anecdotal story to tell you. The home run derby last night.
Yeah.
So there's four Jewish players in the major league.
I don't know where we're going here.
Honestly, hello.
Careful.
Yes.
I have no idea. We're 88.
Who are the Jewish players?
You don't give a fart. You know, you don't care, right? Just move on.
Oh,
somebody
Fred.
Take the phone away from Grandpa. He's crank calling people again.
Tell you, we're working on those younger demos, though, aren't we?
They were. Wow. That advertising.
Guys, all you gotta do is work your way from 88 down. Yeah,
all those advertising dollars and marketing dollars. Oh, wait, no. Wait. Sorry,
I think the success of the Red Sox as far as getting in the playoffs all has to do with Chris Sales.
All right.
Chris Sales. All right, so my dad has been a mastermind of this. He has called every player by, like, this weird dad/grandpa nursing home version of the names. He used to always call me Nick O. Yeah, do me a favor. Do me the Fan Kings. Dad, it's FanDuel. It's not it's DraftKings and FanDuel. Yeah, do me Fan Kings. Number one player, Brandon Cooks.
Chris Sales.
Yes.
So that's what they do. They add an S when the S doesn't exist.
Then
they take an S away.
They pluralize it.
Right.
Yeah, give me the Brandon. Yeah, give me the Rob Gronkowski's. Give me...
It's like they're ordering something from McDonald's. Yeah, I'll take Egg McMuffin. Can you throw some French fries in there for me?
Oh, do you want two, sir?
No, I would like. Yes, yeah, sure.
Sir, you said two.
Yes.
Sir, you said two.
Yes.
It's two for us.
Like you. A few. Yeah, ma'am, here, sir, you have to actually state exactly how many
I'll take the Cooks.
A couple. I want
I'll
a couple.
I'll take the Brandon Cooks.
The Brandon Cooks.
I'll take the Sony Michelle's. Do you want two Tony Michelle's? No, just one.
Worried about
please?
The gorilla?
You going to make it today? You make that? You've laughed
Yeah,
a lot
you're
today.
On vacation. You don't give a rat's ass because you're done here in 20 minutes.
I would like
minutes.
To pull a Lou right now.
How long are you gone for?
Just 3 days. I'll be back Monday.
Oh, you're back Monday.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. Monday. I thought you were gone next week, too.
Yeah.
So, and Lou's back next week, too, right, on Monday.
Wolf
so we have everybody back next week. And so you're here tomorrow.
Glenn, you get me, you, and Andy Hart tomorrow.
You second fiddles.
I'll need a lot of this tomorrow. And then Thursday, it's you, me, and Wiggy.
Oh, that on Thursday?
Yep.
Oh, good job, Tyler.
So wait, so maybe, so should, hey.
Wow.
Wait, so wait, you're here on Thursday?
Yeah.
So you should do your version of Christian calls it, but it'll be Fitzy calls it.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Can we make that happen? Why not? We can make that happen, right?
That'll be dangerous.
Huh?
Dangerous.
Why? Why is his mic? Do I hear you? Or
he's got to push a button. They can't hear you.
Oh, a little button.
There you go.
Radio inside the business.
But you are the producer. Right?
Might be a little bit dangerous here if we let Nick
not
Dupree
today.
Ride.
Why? Not today.
He'll be sober by tomorrow.
Thursday.
Good job,
Thursday. Okay.
He's sober by Thursday.
Whoa. I think it'd be fine.
I'm sober by Thursday.
He has ideas. I'll give him that.
Okay. Can you? Can he carry that segment? Because I feel like the people are missing it.
I think we can trust Nick on this. Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like we can trust.
Fitzy calls it Thursday, 4:30.
Fitzy calls it for Christian.
For Christian. Yes.
Okay. I want my name still in the marquee. Yeah. All right, I don't want to lose. Yeah.
You're still top.
We built that up,
yes.
Right? Featuring Fitzy. Christian calls it.
Last thing I want to do. I don't want to take away from your marquee.
Well, because Vrabel already did it. Oh, wow. See, I can do it too.
Wow.
But Fordway.
Fordway.
You were like one of the old people. You just kind of combined two words.
Can a guy not golf and just have a beer?
Trust me, by Friday we'll have Matty Blake in here. That's what we'll do.
Oh, you son of a bitch!
I'm sorry that I did that.
So, are you one of the guys that believes that Gronk is coming back?
No.
Not at all.
I thought you would totally be one of the delusional types.
It's like 140 pounds now. It's like a ballerina.
He literally looks like he has done everything. New England fat loss, like Awaken 180. I'm trying to tie in every WEI Intercom sponsor.
He finally figured it out.
He's done. He's not playing. And ready? I don't want him to.
Why?
I am a huge Pats fan. I don't want him to.
Why?
I'm done. I'm good.
Are you Dunsky?
I'm fine. I'm totally, like, emotionally, I am Dunsky with Gronk. And it's not that his histrionics have worn on me. I have not been ebbed or, like,
or flowed.
Worn over by, like, what Gronk does. This is a beautiful chapter. It's great. He played 9 years, went to 5 Super Bowls. He won 3.
You know what
this
I was
saying?
This
is awesome. That's great. He doesn't want to play.
Okay, so
Glenn, he's Frank and
Gronk. Okay, so I know you're
the
a big
guy. Literally, may never be able to walk again if he takes one more big hit.
All of that.
Walk away, man.
All of that's fair.
You and Camille. I see you on Instagram. Never not dance. Do your thing. I can't wait to unsubscribe from you in 5 years. That's awesome.
Thank God we're not on TV. That's all I can say. So if next season, 8 games in.
Yep.
If this team is struggling, and the reason they're struggling is not because of the defense, not because of Brady, not because of anybody, but they don't have a tight end, and they can't do what they want to do, what will you say then? You're going to sit there and say, what about Gronsky? I'm not Dunsky with Gronkowski.
Yeah, but if he's
too rhymes,
but
like
if he's too, but Glenn, you've seen him. If he's 225, if he's Gronk
he's
like
thin
minus
right
40,
he's
he
thin.
Looks really thin.
Yeah, he does.
He looks like a safety.
Right.
He looks like he looks like the guy who should have been in on the Miami Miracle.
See, I think we're going to waste.
Now he looks like he's ready
you
to tackle Kenyon. Now he looks like he's ready to tackle Drake.
No, I would
finally.
I would say that. Let's compare him to Mark Bavaro, another Bill Belichick guy.
Different now.
I would say,
but that's such an easy.
Bavaro came back.
Yep.
Did Bill a solid.
Yeah.
Talk about not being able to walk. That guy was banged up beyond belief. You know what I would like to see? I would like to see him.
Literally barely put on his pajamas.
Yeah, I would like to see him come back the next year. I think a year off, he's only going to be 31.
I know.
It's not like he's old. I know he's been banged up.
Christian,
but imagine how
thin.
Good you will feel after almost 2 years off.
Exactly. And I think
a situational, third down, red zone guy.
Glenn, part of it goes back to like he just needs to let his body rest. Like, don't even worry about it.
All right, so how about next year? 2020.
Let the muscle mass rest.
Okay, but how about 2020?
Next year?
Now you want to bet.
Like,
nah, see, there you go. That was easy.
Hey, Fitzy,
no, I guarantee
that was easy.
You're being honest
right now.
Hey, Fitzy,
you're a super fan.
Right.
Would you like to see Gronk on the 2020 Patriots? Yes. Do you think he'll play then? Yes, I do. Because he'll take a year off. He just has
to. So what happened to this
whole... He's Frank and Gronk.
Yeah, why
wait a minute. What happened
Disney
to this
TV show? Where are all those shows at?
Where's
all these Hollywood movie, I'm going to star
and
everything?
You do this every day. This is not a draw on your body. This isn't
what
that
are you talking,
hard.
Emotionally?
I did
emotionally,
say emotionally.
Emotionally.
With
emotionally.
My body.
He's beating up
it's
emotionally.
It's easy.
Why do you think he's taking the rest of the week off? Beating up emotionally. Can't handle it. Little wuss.
Gronk needs a year off.
Yeah, but you've gone. Wait a minute. You started.
I agree.
You've also been a Patriots player. How much is it to be in the head of Belichick and have him yapping at you?
It's not hard.
How nice is it to take a year off?
It's not hard.
No?
You notice that?
It isn't. I don't know why people think there's like this sort of like some East German mental torture going on. Like, it isn't. I mean, that's. I don't know. I don't know why. I just went there. I have no idea.
It sounded old school humor right there.
It isn't. Yeah. I don't know what do they think they're doing some Jedi mind trick every time?
No, but I thought it was interesting that Nick started by saying he doesn't want him to come back because he wants him to preserve his body for the rest of his life or whatever. And then suddenly, if the team sucks in 2019, but I want him back in 2020. I want him back.
That's a full year, Glenn.
Yeah, but his body comes back in 2020 and he gets the crap beat out of him.
Mid-season.
The same thing.
Not mid-season.
It's all about you. It's not about Gronk. It's about you.
No.
That's what you're doing.
No, it's not about... I have emotionally, as Super Pats fan, I have emotionally moved on from Gronk. I'm done.
Did you notice he said the portion of the show where he was touching you?
Very handsy.
Oh. You're unbelievable. Like you are unbelievable.
How do I press that?
You know, this is like Friday afternoon.
What button do I press?
You're the worst on Friday.
How do I stop this?
Push that button right there. That big button right there. There you go. Break time.
Play the music.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier, the show that can pretty much handle just about...
You can't handle
it. I can handle anything.
No, you can't.
Bring it on, brother.
No, you can't.
Yeah, anything. Sports Radio WEEI. Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast. I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
Last Call.
I don't thrill about the end of it.
Our very, very best, you know, we've saved for last.
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
All brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car, help a child today. Schedule your free pickup, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or carsforkids.com. We have plenty of time because Christian took the break early. So I want to bring this one. You knew this was going to happen. You knew this was going to happen.
What?
Because politicians can't help themselves. Because politicians look at this whole equal pay thing with the U.S. women's soccer team, and they're basically coming out and saying, you know what? We've got to do something about it because we've got to stand up for women. Now, instead of standing up for women who are fighting for equal pay, in an equal situation, job situation across the country, they're going to jump aboard the women's soccer team. So Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia introduced a bill today preventing the federal government from providing funding for the 2026 FIFA World Cup until the United States Soccer Federation agrees to pay equal pay for the men's and women's national teams.
Hmm, so they're going to shake them down.
Yep.
They're strong arm.
Yep. Oh, because that's what they think that's going to help them with the public.
The women collectively bargained this agreement.
Correct.
Nobody twisted their arm.
Correct.
Nobody threatened them.
Yep.
Tricked them.
Right.
Led them astray.
Yep.
Hoodwinked them.
Yep.
No one was bamboozled.
Nope.
Right? Nobody landed on play.
And as we said earlier, in the show, I think if this thing played out, what would end up happening is the U.S. Soccer Federation would come back and say, this is bad PR for us. I tell you what, ladies, do you want to rip up the contract and we'll put together a new collective bargaining agreement, make it fair, because the revenue now is weighted toward the women versus the men. Instead, politicians have to get involved, say, aha, we're going to deny you money because they want to look good because they're woke.
It's
all about one of my least favorite words in the English dictionary,
woke.
Glenn. Optics.
Optics. Very good.
Optics. One of my least favorite words. Optics. What are the optics on this?
Well, let me ask you this. Talking about optics, can you see the 18th fairway out there?
Sure can.
You can? Very good.
All
right. Ben Volen was on today with our buddy Dickerson, and they were giving us tips on parenting, believe it or not.
Congrats to Rich Keefe. I didn't know he had a kid.
And it's been a blast.
He and I are in the club. I just had one as well.
So how old's yours now?
A month. Just turned a month.
And that's your first kid?
Second.
Oh, okay. So you've done the drill, though. How old's your other kid?
Not quite two, so.
Oh, so you're still in the... You're kind of getting into the phase of, oh, wow, this is... Okay, this is kind of... Good. It's a boy?
Yeah. Okay. We got two boys.
He's kind of paying attention to me here. Okay, I'm kind of actually needed. Unlike the first basically year and a half or so of his life, you could be non-existent, not even there.
Completely, and it's man-to-man defense now, and I have the older kid, and my wife has the infant, and luckily I send him to daycare every day from 8:15 to 5:15, and 5 days a week. Wow. It is the best money you could spend.
Oh,
it's not cheap, but it is the best money you could spend.
Did you what?
One of the all-time great inventions, daycare, according to Ben Follett.
If you're at 8:15 to 5:15, do you even want a parent, bro?
I mean, they probably both work. But I had my kids in daycare for, I mean, I have so many of them. But I always used to get so grossed out.
Honestly, you are the Sean Kemp of New England Patriots.
I'm not Cromartie.
Former.
Okay. They're all only two different moms. Okay.
How many do you have?
I have four with my first wife. I have one with my wife now, and five. I have two stepkids.
Seven.
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 How many
seven.
More? How many more you expect?
How many more? Wait, that, let me see.
Literally, make sure the Sean.
Wasn't going to have any
the Sean Kemp, former Patriots tight end.
Blockbuster Bowl, Fiesta Bowl. No. Aloha Bowl.
Is that what you've named them? I got Blockbuster Bowl, Fiesta
there
Bowl.
There was the Orange Bowl back Tempe in my college Bowl. Days. Wow, that whole welcoming brunch. Oh, jeez.
He wasn't Fitzy. He wasn't going to have any more. And then Keith came by and said that he had 4 weeks. The company gave him 4 weeks of paternity leave.
Yeah.
And he said,
"I have."
He said, "I'll have another one. I'll have another one. Why not?" 4 weeks extra vacation. You guys have any understanding what Mark James is talking about when he comes up with some wacky, stupid take? Listen to this one today. What?
Oh. So Mark James being wacky?
He's a little wacky.
Hit me.
Oh, here we go.
Hit me.
That's what the Red Sox are. They're the Celts of summer. Yeah. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Wait, did you add that, John?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. This is what the Red Sox are. They're the Celts of summer.
Because it's like the guy from Frozen.
At least the Celtics are. They're trying to improve their team. I mean, you know, do I think Kemba Walker's an improvement over Kyrie? No, but at least they realize that, hey, it didn't work. We failed. Still. It's the Celts of summer.
I got to tell you, he makes me laugh, but I have no idea what the hell he's talking about. Half
Glenn.
The time, it's like me. He makes no sense. It's almost like I'm joining a program, and it's in a foreign language, and I'm sitting there going, what is he talking about? But I laugh. I do laugh. I'll give him credit.
I'm not sure if I need, like, UN baby blue headphones, like, to understand him, depending on, like, how intrinsic or, like, weird his references are, or what Jermaine Wiggins says, depending on how East Boston they are. But it's weird. That said, his go is the best. Like, how do you not love Mark James? How do you not love hard he tries?
He tries hard.
The Celts of summer. He is the ultimate tryhard. The Celts of summer.
He's going to be doing
so bad,
a show.
It's good.
He's going to be doing a show, and next thing you know, Chris Hansen's going to walk in the door and say, "Hey, come sit over here."
Wouldn't surprise me.
You know that's going to happen. Come
over
here. Like, what I do?
Sensitive.
Don't worry about it. And then he's going to run, and then someone's going to. All these cops are going to tackle him as he leaves. I ain't lying.
He's a little crazy. There's no question. Friday, they're telling me Friday it's Wiggy and Mark James.
I think
two interpreters. Two interpreters. I need a couple of interpreters.
Are you kidding me?
I might need two of them.
Dookie Betts.
You
know what we're gonna do though? I don't know who came up with this idea. I think you did. Which is amazing. Glenn never comes up with ideas.
Oh, stop it. I come up with every one of your ideas. Every single one of your ideas. Save your ass.
He'll do all the work.
Every day.
He'll take all the credit.
Okay. Yeah, sure. What was my latest great idea? Go ahead.
Soccer team. You know who he is? The men's.
Wow.
He's the men's soccer team.
Gets all the money. I'll be repeating.
It's over. We suck.
I used to go on Scotty Farrell.
Dale Arnold from Boston. At 12:30, we're going to Dale Arnold. Dale and Keith.
Now he'd say Dale,
hey, Beantown.
He'd say Dale and Keith.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.